Captain's log, stardate 5693.2. The Enterprise is approaching the last reported position of the starship Defiant, which vanished without trace 3 weeks ago. We are in unsurveyed territory.
Captain, we're registering very curious readings from all sensors.
Specify.
I cannot. According to our instruments, space itself is literally breaking up. There is no known phenomenon which would account for these readings.
What about sensor failure?
Negative. I have run a complete check on all systems.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
How bad is it?
We can barely read it, but I don't like the looks of it. And I cannot find out the cause.
Captain. Visual detection of an object dead ahead.
How about it, Spock?
Fascinating.
Explain.
There is virtually no sensor contact, no mass analysis, no trace of radiation. We see it, but our sensors indicate it is not there.
Engines only. Close to transporter range.
Aye, aye, sir.
Lieutenant, open up a hailing frequency.
I've been trying to raise them, sir. There is no response.
Just within transporter range, sir.
Good. Maintain position.
Mr. Spock, Mr. Chekhov, come with me. Dr. McCoy, report to the transporter room immediately. Scotty, you have the comm.
Aye, sir.
Locked in on the Defiant Bridge, sir.
Energize.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
On a starship before?
Absolutely no record of such an occurrence, Ensign.
Jim. The captain's neck is broken.
Shh.
ship is still functioning, Captain. It is logical to assume the mutineers are somewhere aboard.
Use the ship's sensors to locate them. Kirk to Enterprise.
Scott here, son.
Prepare to beam over a full security squad on my orders.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain, there's no sign of life aboard this vessel.
Odd, Mr. Spock, very odd. Spock, you stay here with me. Chekhov, get down to engineering and life support systems. Dr. McCoy, check out the sick bay. Kirk to Enterprise. Cancel the security squad and stand by for further instructions.
Aye, aye, Captain. Standing by.
I can't get an accurate fix on the Defiant, Mr. Scott. But I know it's drifting away from us. Shall I correct for range, sir?
Aye. I think you're right. Keep us within beaming range, but not too close.
Check off.
Just like what I found in life support. All dead.
Get back up here. Kirk to McCoy.
McCoy here.
Bones, can you tell me what they all died of?
I'd say these people killed each other.
They what?
You heard correctly, Jim. These people killed each other.
Could mental disease have infected all of the crew?
According to the ship's log, the medical surgeon down here didn't even know what was going on. The best I can do is get all the readings I can get and analyze them later.
What is it? Bones, what is it? Answer me. Answer me.
Jim, this ship is dissolving. My hand just passed through a man and a table.
Get back up here on the double.
Mr. Scott, the Defiant. It's starting to disappear.
Bridge to transporter room.
Transporter room, O'Neill here.
You got that transporter working yet, mister?
No, sir, not yet.
Take over, Mr. Sulu. I'll be in the transporter room.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, the Defiant sensors correspond with an extremely high degree of correlation to those of the Enterprise.
You mean what happened to the Defiant might be happening to the Enterprise?
Affirmative.
Kirk to Enterprise, Mr. Scott.
Scott here.
Mr. Scott, stand by to beam us back.
A cancer, at least not all at once.
Why not? What's happened?
Everything. That ship you're in is fading out and it's... well, it's ripping the innards out of this one.
It's jamming our transporter frequencies. I've only got three of them working and I'm not sure of those. One of you has got to wait.
Chekhov, McCoy, prepare for transportation. You too, Spock.
Request permission to remain, Captain. I could be completing the data.
Request denied.
Captain, there is a chance
that... I know what the chances are. Mr. Spock, don't argue. Get back with the information. I'll be right there. Scotty, energize transporter.
Aye.
Gone. The Defiant just vanished.
Anything? Nothing out there to grab a hold of and bring in. When that ship went, it must have taken the captain with it.
Computer working.
Compute the next period of spatial interphase.
Next interphase, 2 hours, 12 minutes.
2 hours and 12 minutes? Why, that power leak has unbalanced the ship and she's starting to drift. I can't hold her in place that long.
We must try, Mr. Scott. The fabric of space is very weak here. If we disturb it, there will be no chance of retrieving the captain alive.
I don't understand what's so special about this region of space.
Picture it this way, Mr. Chekhov. We exist in a universe which coexists with a multitude of others in the same physical space. At certain brief periods of time, an area of their space overlaps an area of ours. That is the time of interphase during which we can connect with the Defiance universe.
Mr. Spock, we will be able to retrieve the captain at that time, won't we?
Yes. However, the dimensional structure of each universe is totally dissimilar. Any use of power disturbs it. If we are not extremely careful, we shall lose the captain and become trapped ourselves.
I see.
And I like him?
Security guards on the bridge.
Aye, sir.
What happened, Mr. Spock? I was attempting to explain to Mr. Chekhov the nature of our problems in this situation when he attacked.
Did anyone notice anything peculiar in his behavior before this?
I think he had several spasms of pain.
Did he seem to be getting hysterical?
Doctor, he seemed more angry than frightened.
He had no cause to be angry.
Take Mr. Chekhov to sick bay. Put him under restraint.
is correct. There was murderous fury in Chekhov. The same fury which was evident in the Defiant.
That's what I was afraid of. Whatever it was that drove the crew of the Defiant to murder each other could be communicable.
Is there anything you need to isolate the cause?
Time. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Spock, I think it might be a wise precaution to put some distance between us and the Defiant.
If we are to recover the captain, we must not move.
How long will that take?
Approximately 2 hours before the attempt can be made.
Spock, are you sure that Jem is still alive?
The captain was caught in our transporter beam when the Defiant phased out. It is possible he was spared the shock of transition and survived. However, if we are to recover him, we must catch him at the precise moment during the next interphase, or he will die. And there can be no margin for error. His environmental unit can provide breathable air for no more than 3.62 hours.
Mr. Spock, a vessel approaching on an intercept vector.
Status, Mr. Sulu.
Range 200,000 kilometers. Velocity 0.51C.
Lieutenant Uhura, signal red alert.
Aye, sir. Red alert. All decks go to red alert.
They've stopped dead, sir. Range 90,000 kilometers and holding.
Mr. Spock, I'm receiving a visual signal.
Transfer to main viewer.
Aye, sir.
Spock, in command of the Federation starship Enterprise. Commander, according to the Federation, this area is free space.
We claim this territory and are prepared to use force, if necessary, to protect our property.
We are not interested in your display of force. The Enterprise is responding to a distress signal from one of our ships and is currently engaged in rescue operations. Do you wish to assist us?
I find no evidence of a disabled ship. My instruments indicate that ours are the only two vessels in this area.
The other ship is interspatially trapped. It should reappear in 1 hour and 53 minutes. We request you stand by until then.
Very well, Enterprise. In the interest of interstellar amity, we will wait precisely 1 hour and 53 minutes. But be correct. We do not tolerate deceit.
If we can only find the proper filtering agent, we might be able to solve this problem. Negative. It's a third failure. I tell you, nurse, take this sample and run an analysis on it.
Yes, doctor.
Bridge the transporter room.
Transporter room here.
Ready for interphase in 20 seconds.
Security, I want to have some checks run on this man.
Lock on to Captain Kirk's coordinates.
And prepare to bring him aboard, Mr. Scott. Bring him aboard, Mr. Scott.
I'm trying. Captain Kirk is not on his designated coordinates, Mr. Spock.
Well, keep trying, Mr. Scott.
Lieutenant Sulu, evaluation.
Sensor readings are not corresponding to those we received the last time we saw the Defiant.
It is possible that Tholian entry into the area has disturbed the space. And if that has occurred...
McCoy to bridge.
Spock here.
Has the captain been beamed aboard yet?
Negative, Doctor.
Well, when is that interphase going to happen?
Theoretically, it already has happened, Doctor.
However, the ship's sensors are not responding as predicted.
Well, I thought you had the thing timed out.
I did, Doctor. The space was disturbed by the Tholians.
You mean you don't know whether you're going to be able to recover the captain or not?
Not at this interphase.
I shall have to recalculate to determine when the next interphase will occur. They do not take place at regular intervals.
You can't wait for the next one. We've had another case like Chekhov.
I've had to confine my orderly to sick bay.
I have confidence that you will soon isolate the cause, Doctor, and prevent any further spread of the affliction.
The disease is not transmitted by the men, Mr. Spock. The cause is the area of space we're in. It's affecting the whole crew.
The molecular structure of the brain tissues in the central nervous system are distorting.
And the madness that affected the Defiance crew will soon happen to the Enterprise. Now, you've got to get this ship out of here.
Mr. Spock, we're being fired upon.
Tholian punctuality.
Mr. Spock, damage control report. Minor structural damage to sections A4 and C13.
Engineering, hold power steady and cut off all unnecessary expenditures. Mr. Sulu, divert all but emergency maintenance power to the shields.
But sir, that'll reduce our phaser power by 50%.
Mr. Spock!
Scott, the bridge!
Here.
I know you don't like to use the phasers, but you've got to do something about that ship out there.
Understood. Lieutenant Uhura, open the channel to the Tholian ship.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Sulu, lock in phaser tracking controls.
Phasers locked in, sir.
There's no response on any frequency, sir.
What's the use of this battle, Spock? You've lost, Jim. Take the ship out of here.
Ready, Mr. Sulu?
Ready, Mr. Spock.
Fire. Engineering, status report. Mr. Scott.
Spock, that hit we took from the Tholians has fused our power supply converters.
I can't do a thing with the Enterprise now.
She's bound to drift. Maybe right through that doorway out there.
Can you estimate minimum time required for repair?
I don't even know if she can be repaired.
Are you satisfied? Spock, why did you do it?
The decision to fight was logical. Lack of time prevented any other course of action. The Tholian ship had to be disabled.
You should have known what could have happened and done everything in your power to safeguard your crew. That is the mark of a starship captain like Jim.
Doctor, I hardly believe this is the time for comparisons. Please go at once to your laboratory and search for an antidote to the effects of this space. That is your primary task, since we must remain here.
Mr. Spock. Something has just entered sensor range. It's another Tholian, sir. Lusky must have contacted them when he tried to intercept us.
Fascinating.
Shall I lock in remaining phaser power, sir?
Negative. Lieutenant Uhura, can you open a channel to the approaching vessel?
They're refusing reception, sir. I can't break...
Distance, Mr. Sulu.
Just beyond phaser range, sir.
What is that?
Sulu, I shall run an analysis on those filaments. Tie in all sensors to the ship's library computer console. Switch scanners.
Yes, sir.
There is no analog to this structure in Federation technology. It is, however, an energy field. And if the Tholians are successful in completing this structure before we have completed our repairs, we shall not see home again. Doctor, your last report on an antidote on the effects of this space was negative.
It's still negative, Mr. Spock. Thurigen seems to be the most promising substance tested so far. We're progressing.
The urgency requires your personal attention in the laboratory.
My staff is working around the clock. My being there will not affect the biochemistry of any of the tests. This service requires my personal attention, Mr. Spock.
A few hours ago, the captain elected to remain on board the Defiant so that three members of his crew would have the best chance of returning safely to the Enterprise. His concern was not only for them, but for all the members of the crew of this ship. You all know the sequence of events. We were fired upon by the Tholian ship. At that time, Captain Kirk may have been alive. I deemed it necessary to return the Tholian fire for the safety of the Enterprise. The Tholian ship has been disabled. But as a result of the battle, we must accept the fact that Captain Kirk is no longer alive.
Take him to sick bay. Put him in restraint.
I shall not attempt to voice the quality of respect and admiration which Captain Kirk commanded. Each of you must evaluate the loss in the privacy of your own thoughts.
Attention. Dismissed.
Duty to be performed in the captain's quarters, which requires our presence.
It can wait, Doctor. My duties require my immediate presence on the bridge.
The captain left a message tape. It was his order that it be reviewed by both of us should he ever be declared dead. You have just declared Jim dead.
We'll wait for a more suitable moment, Doctor.
Why? Are you afraid he'll change your present status?
The mental and physical state of this crew are your responsibility, Doctor. At the moment, they are your top priority.
The captain's last order is top priority, and you will honor that order before you take over. Sense of the word, yet his life was sacrificed for nothing. The one thing that would have given his death meaning is the safety of the Enterprise. Now, you've made that impossible, Mr.
We came here for a specific purpose, Doctor.
Maybe not the same one. I really came here to find out why you stayed and fought.
The captain would have remained to recover a member of the crew at the risk of his own life or even the ship.
Yes, he would, Mr. Spock. But you didn't have that decision to make. What did you have to gain by fighting the Tholians? You could have assured yourself of a captaincy by leaving the area. But you chose to stay. Why?
I need not explain my rationale to you or to any other member of this crew. There is a margin of variation in any experiment. While there was a chance, I was bound legally and morally to ascertain the captain's status.
You mean to be sure if he was dead? Well, you made certain of that.
That is enough, Doctor. We both have other things to do.
Yes, I have something to do. This crew is to survive. I have to find an antidote to the space you've locked us into.
You'll return to your duty as soon as we've discharged our responsibilities here.
There's no hurry, Mr. Spock. The antidote probably doesn't concern you. Vulcans are probably immune, so just take your time. Must admit, I don't understand you, Spock. But I just can't believe that you would want Jim's command. But you must know that if you get us out of this situation, they'll pin a medal on your chest and give you command of the Enterprise.
Doctor, I am in command of the Enterprise.
I would like to remedy that situation.
If you believe I have acted irregularly, then relieve me of duty. That is your prerogative as medical officer of this ship.
Bones, Spock, since you are playing this tape, we will assume that I am dead. And the tactical situation is critical, and both of you are locked in mortal combat. It means, Spock, that you have control of the ship and are probably making the most difficult decisions of your career. I can offer only one small piece of advice for whatever it's worth. Use every scrap of knowledge and logic you have to save the ship, but temper your judgment with intuitive insight. I believe you have those qualities, but if you can't find them in yourself, seek out McCoy. Ask his advice. And if you find it sound, take it. Bones, you've heard what I've just told Spock. Help him if you can. But remember, he is the captain. His decisions must be followed without question. You might find that he is capable of human insight and human error. They are most difficult to defend. But you will find that he is deserving of the same loyalty and confidence each of you have given me. Take care.
Spock, I'm sorry. It does hurt, doesn't it?
What would you have me say, Doctor? Spock here.
Mr. Spock, we have a readout on the Tholian tractor field. I think we can estimate its approximate completion time.
I shall be there shortly. Doctor, I believe we each have our respective tasks to complete before the Tholians complete theirs.
Thank you.
Spock here. Proceed, Mr. Scott.
One of our crewmen just went berserk, but we have him under control for the moment.
Report to Dr. McCoy all symptoms noted prior to the attack.
Spock out.
Dr. McCoy.
Yes, nurse.
I have a diagnosis of the crewman who attacked Engineer Scott. It was definitely due to the deteriorating effects of interspace.
Yes, it's beginning to spread generally throughout the ship.
Are we any closer, Doctor?
No, except I'm positive that it's a Theragun derivative that's the answer. It better be the next one.
Spock didn't believe me either, did he, Doctor?
Well, nobody saw it but you, Hura.
Then I didn't really see him, did I?
I don't think so.
Will I become like Chekhov, Doctor?
No, no. We're working hard. We'll find an antidote.
We're beginning to interface.
I'm all right.
Scott, the bridge.
Bridge, Spock here.
Are we slipping into interspace?
Negative. We are relatively stable at the moment.
Why do you ask?
They're just as plain as we are. And then he just disappeared.
Report to the bridge immediately.
That sounds like a horror story. You suppose there's any truth in it?
In critical moments, men sometimes see exactly what they wish to see.
Do you suppose they're seeing Jim because they've lost confidence in you?
I was merely stating a fact, Doctor.
It's getting critical. There have been a number of assaults down on the lower decks. Even Scotty's being affected. If Scotty goes under, that's the finish of whatever chance we have of getting the Enterprise out of here.
Please leave that to me, Dr. McCoy. I realize that the crew are your prime concern. You can best serve them in your laboratory. I urge you to confine yourself to it until a remedy has been found.
Spock!
Must be this space is getting to me, too. I know it's nothing you've done, Spock. I'm sorry.
I understand, Doctor. I'm sure the captain would simply have said, "Forget it, Bones."
Captain.
Am I all right, Doctor?
Yes, Sahara, you're fine.
Then what I saw...
It was real.
Captain Kirk's alive?
We all saw him. The captain's still alive.
Nurse Chapel, Dr. McCoy.
McCoy here.
Results of the last Theragun test ready for you, Doctor.
I'll be right there.
Then your fears about that phaser were correct. It blasted a hole right through that crazy space fabric, and only heaven knows where it sent the Defiant.
Exactly. But the captain remained. Only the overlap time changed. The next interphase will occur here. Can you be ready?
That'll be about 20 minutes. She'll be back together. But we'll only have about 80% power built up.
We'll have to do, Mr. Scott. Come.
What have you got there?
Compliments of the house. To your good health. And the health of the crew. You found the antidote, Doctor. Yes, and I've ordered it orally or intravenously for everyone aboard the ship. I would like for you gentlemen to drink it down. Ensign Chekhov was affected so early. Has he responded to it? He is his smiling self again, and I've discharged him from sickbay.
What is it?
It's a diluted Theragun derivative. Theragun? A nerve gas used by the Klingons.
Aye, and deadly too. What are you thinking of, Doc? You're trying to kill us all.
If I remember correctly, it caused fatality only when used in pure form. That's right. And in this derivative, mixed with alcohol, it merely deadens certain nerve inputs to the brain.
Oh, well, any decent brand of scotch will do that.
Well, one good slug of this, and you could hit a man with phaser stun, and he'd never feel it or even know it.
Does it make a good mix with scotch?
It should.
I'll let you know.
Well, drink it down, Spock. It's the human thing to do. That's a medical order. Captain. Welcome back, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir.
Your absence was keenly felt, Mr. Chekhov.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
Estimated time for completion of the Tholian web.
2 minutes, sir.
Are the ship's computers programmed for entry into interspace?
Yes, sir. The ship can drive into interspace at any time.
Spock to engineering.
Scott here.
Prepare for interphase in 15 seconds.
Aye, sir. Standing by.
Mr. Spock, they're getting ready to close the web.
In 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Stand by with full power.
4.
She's only up to 76%.
It will have to do.
1.
Ready to transport on my order.
I see him.
There he is.
It's Captain.
Sir, the tractor field is activated.
We're being pulled out of here.
Try to maintain position, Mr. Sulu.
I can't, sir.
Engineering, bring ship's power up to full capability.
Where are we now, Mr. Spock?
The Tholian's web.
Negative, Ensign. Utilizing ship's power has thrown us clear of it. Compute the distance from the original location.
At once, sir.
Have we lost the captain?
We shall soon see, Lieutenant.
The ship has been thrown exactly 2.72 parsecs distinct from our previous position.
Good. Since the captain was locked into our transporter beam when we were thrown clear of the interphase area, he should have been drawn here with us. Spock to transporter room.
McCoy here.
The captain's oxygen supply is running out now. Are you standing by with a hypo of triox compound for him?
Ready, Mr. Spock.
Prepare to transport on the captain's coordinates on my order.
Ready, Mr. Spock.
Captain. Jones. I see him. Now, Doctor.
After the Defiant was thrown out, there was absolutely no one else in it. I must say, I prefer a crowded universe much better. How did you two get along without me?
Oh, we managed. Mr. Spock gave the orders, and I found the answers.
Good. No problems between you?
None worth reporting, Captain.
Try me.
Only such minor disturbances as are inevitable when humans are involved.
Which humans, Mr. Spock?
What you mean is that when humans become involved with Vulcans, Jim.
Ah, yes. I understand. Well, I hope my last orders were helpful in solving any problems that you don't feel worth reporting.
Orders, Captain?
What orders are you referring to, Jim?
My last orders. The last orders that I left for both of you. The last taped orders.
Oh, those orders. Well, there wasn't time. We never had a chance to listen to them.
No, you see, the crisis was upon us and then passed so quickly, Captain, that we never...
Good. Good. Well, I hope we won't have similar opportunities to test those orders which you never heard.
Head warp factor 2, Mr. Sulu.
Warp factor 2, sir.